A quick warning, this video contains unsettling visuals, including body horror, disturbing transformations, and eerie depictions of the human form. Your body is the most familiar thing in the world. You live in it, you move with it, and yet sometimes it feels alien. Body horror delves into this disquieting territory, exposing the fragility and unpredictability of our physical forms. It's a genre that compels us to face the visceral fear of our bodies betraying us, challenging our perceptions of identity and autonomy. Philosophically, body horror forces us to confront the instability of selfhood and existence. The grotesque transformations depicted don't just disturb us visually, they unravel our very sense of identity. Maurice Merleau-Ponty argued that our consciousness isn't separate from our bodies. Rather, we experience the world through our flesh. When that flesh mutates, rebels, or ceases to function as expected, it fractures our understanding of who we are. Body horror exploits this tension, turning the familiar into something alien and forcing us to question where we truly begin and end. In media, body horror manifests through narratives that depict the body undergoing horrific transformations, challenging our sense of normalcy and control. The Silent Hill series immerses players in environments where reality and nightmare intertwine. The town of Silent Hill manifests the protagonist's subconscious fears, with creatures embodying deep-seated traumas and anxieties. These manifestations force players to confront the unsettling notion that our minds can warp reality, turning our bodies into vessels of horror. The game Inside presents a narrative where the protagonist's journey culminates in a grotesque fusion of bodies. This disturbing conclusion prompts reflections on autonomy and identity, as the player's control is subverted and the character becomes part of a collective organism. It raises questions about individuality and the loss of self in the face of overwhelming external forces. Coralie Fargeet's film The Substance explores societal obsessions with physical perfection. The protagonist undergoes a radical rejuvenation process, leading to the emergence of a cruel, younger alter ego. This transformation critiques societal pressures surrounding aging and beauty, highlighting the dangers of losing oneself in the pursuit of an idealized image. The film serves as a commentary on how societal standards can drive individuals to alter their bodies, often with horrifying consequences. Beyond fiction, real-life phenomena underscore the fragility of our control over our bodies. Automatism involves actions performed without conscious thought. Individuals may find themselves writing words they don't recall or walking familiar paths with no memory of the journey. These instances reveal that the mind and body aren't always in sync, leading to unsettling experiences where one's actions feel detached from conscious intent. Alien hand syndrome is a condition where a limb moves on its own, performing actions without the person's intent. A hand might reach for objects, interfere with tasks, or act unpredictably, almost as if it belongs to someone else. It's not just a muscle twitch or reflex. It's the unsettling realization that a part of your own body isn't entirely yours to command. Body horror serves as a powerful medium to explore profound philosophical questions about the human condition. By confronting the grotesque and the sublime, it challenges our perceptions of identity, autonomy, and the very nature of existence. Most of the time, we don't think about our bodies. We are our bodies. But every so often, something cracks that illusion. You look in the mirror a little too long, and your own reflection starts to feel unfamiliar. You wake up in the middle of the night and can't move, trapped inside your own skin. The body is supposed to be the most familiar thing in the world, but when you stop and actually think about it, it starts to feel foreign. Your limbs obey your commands, but they aren't really you. Your voice speaks your thoughts, but it doesn't sound how you expect. Your brain generates memories, but they warp and fade over time. You are constantly shedding dead skin, regenerating cells, replacing old tissue with new. Over the years, almost every part of your body has been swapped out for something else. So what exactly are you? The idea that you control your body is mostly an illusion. When you decide to move your hand, your brain fires that signal before you're even aware of making a decision. Your body is always ahead of you, acting first, notifying you second. It gets even stranger when you realize how many of your actions happen automatically. You breathe without thinking. Your heart beats on its own. Even things you think are voluntary, walking, talking, reaching for a glass of water, are shaped by systems that don't actually ask for your permission. And sometimes the body ignores you completely. You tell yourself to stay awake, but your eyelids get heavier. You try to stop shaking after a shock, but your body won't listen. Most of the time, the body works fine, until it doesn't. You might be standing in a room 1 second and on the ground the next. Your ankle twists, your vision goes black for a second. You don't choose these things. The body does what it wants. And then, of course, there's the fact that your body is always decaying, slowly, then all at once. You age without noticing. Your cells divide a little less perfectly each time. Your body keeps a tally of every cut, every illness, every stressor, even when you forget. You don't feel it happening, but the clock is ticking. At some point, the body stops cooperating. The machine starts breaking down, no matter how much maintenance you give it. And eventually, it reaches a point where it simply shuts off. That's the scariest part. This body that's been carrying you through life, this body you think of as you, is temporary. And when it stops working, where do you go? We like to think we have a clear boundary between ourselves and everything else, but that line is blurrier than it seems. Your body is not a sealed container. It's open to the world. Air moves in and out of your lungs. Water passes through you. Food breaks down inside you and becomes part of you. You are constantly taking in pieces of the outside world, absorbing them, and then discarding what you don't need. Even your sense of self is less stable than you think. Your brain is just as unreliable as your body, prone to false memories, distorted perception, and sudden shifts in mood that you can't fully explain. The way you experience reality is shaped by electrical signals, chemical imbalances, sensory input that can be altered or manipulated. And those things can change at any time, without your permission. You don't think about your body much. You don't want to. It's easier to ignore the strangeness of being alive, to focus on your thoughts, your actions, the sense that you are in control. But every now and then, something reminds you. A moment of detachment, a glance in the mirror, the feeling of your own heartbeat in your chest. And for a split second, it all seems deeply, deeply strange. The body is familiar, yet alien. It is you, yet separate from you. It carries you through life, yet it is never fully in your control. And one day, it will fail.